and welcome to our launch of DS&I Deconstructs. We want to thank you for joining us as we bring together our distinguished guests to discuss topics related to the efficacy of land trust, community organizing, and the application of racial equity at the center. Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative, or DS&I, formed in 1984. It is a community-based planning and organizing group in the Dudley area of Roxbury, Boston. DS&I manages the largest urban community land trust in the country that includes homes, community gardens, parks, and playgrounds. DS&I is a membership organization with a 35-member board made up of community residents, area businesses, nonprofits, and religious institutions. The board helps to guide the work of DS&I, which focuses primarily on economic development, leadership development, and community collaboration, as well as the development of the land trust. In this podcast series, we will engage our guests and listeners to question, analyze, and think towards the futurity of our community and city together. So I'd like to welcome John Smith. He is the current executive director of Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative. Hi, John.
Hi, Farai.
You want to share a little bit with us about you and your role with DS&I?
Sure. As executive director of Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative, I basically direct the overall strategy of the organization, especially as it relates to the development of our land trust and the programming, primarily community organizing, that deepens our work in the city of Boston around equity.
Great. Thank you. Today, we are joined by Dr. Carolyn Crockett. Dr. Crockett holds a PhD from the American Studies program at Yale University, a Master of Science in Geography from the London School of Economics, and a Master of Arts and Religion from Yale Divinity School. Her career mission is to continue to work at the nexus of civic education, economic development, and urban revitalization. She is also professor of urban history, public policy, and planning at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Dr. Crockett authored the 2018 book, People Before Highways, Boston's Activists, Urban Planners, and a New Movement for City Making, which examined Boston's anti-highway expansion movement in the 1960s. Prior to her current stint, Dr. Crockett served the city as Director of Economic Policy and Research and as Director of Small Business Development between 2014 and 2018. And we are going to welcome Dr. Carolyn Crockett. Hi, Carolyn.
How you doing?
I am good. I'm so glad that you could be here with us. So I'd like to just dive right in.
Sure. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you both for having me and let me be in the conversation.
We have launched our book club on People Before Highways. We are using your book and we are very excited. And this first question is just to really get us started with, what is your understanding of the democratic practice as it relates to citizens deciding their future? It's coined in the book. And I just want you to elaborate a little bit on that, certainly for those of us who are in the book club, but for those in our community who might pick up the book.
Yeah, well, big question. You know, for I'm not surprised. You just come out the gate just big and bold. So, yeah, this is the heart of the question, the heart of the work, which is basically how can we, you know, be in charge of our own lives, our future and our destiny, and not just what we're doing and how we're able to participate in processes that have to do with decision making, but how that relates to space. So I have to say, again, a big thank you for being a part of this conversation, because I grew up in Upham's Corner. That's where I was a kid. So DS&I is a neighborhood that I grew up knowing about and had a chance to work there as a teenager, really. And so it is amazing to actually be in this conversation with you, to know that the experience that I had at DS&I was formative to my own understanding about possibility, about self-determination, about place and space. And so at a very deep level, I think the work and the mission of DS&I has been so instrumental to my understanding as a person, as a resident, as a scholar, as a person who is still engaged in these conversations about land. And again, what it means to allow communities to realize that not only are they worthy and deserving and capable, but they are essential to determining how we use space, how that connects to our sense of power, how that connects to the redemption and repair work that we have to be about in this business of not only think about how do you undo oppression, how do you do systemic marginality that is all about dispossessing people from land, from space and identity. So a lot of this is a reclamation act and being able to allow processes of decision making, processes of discussion of community building and power is very much tied to how we understand the land that we are on and have been snatched from over and over.
Yeah, I think it's just thinking about talking about, you just talked about agency. Mm-hmm. You just talked about the whole idea of the possibility and about land and space. But the point I liked was the whole idea of marginality and dispossession. Mm-hmm. And sort of just expanding on that. Like, what would that mean for us historically in the city of Boston? And now, as we think of land use and how land is used and developed. And
yeah, well, you know, if you take it through how we understand the process of dispossession, right? And so if you think about all the intersectionality of racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, xenophobia, all of the isms and everything, we can go right through it. And how so much of that is about infusing the subject or the person with a sense of doubt, doubt about their own ability, their own worthiness, and their own power. And so the absolute success of systems of oppression and marginality is that feeling that you are not worthy, that you don't matter, that you don't have the power to do anything. At the deepest level, community building organizations, community organizing institutions like DS&I are able to really call out a powerful North Star because of the ability to put that right, to actually build up a sense of, again, power, possibility, capability, and strength from the inside out. So as I mentioned, you know, I grew up in the neighborhood, not far from DS&I at all, like a stone's throw across Columbia Road on Sumner Street. And I remember being a kid in the neighborhood and just like any regular city kid, neighborhood kid, just running around, you know, hide and seek and playing with friends and dodgeball and all that stuff. And that we were always snacking, you know, on penny candy, store-bought candy, chips, all that stuff that just ruins your teeth. And I remember, you know, just eating like, you know, 25-cent bags of potato chips and Nourlators and Twinkies. Eating all that stuff and just throwing stuff on the ground. Like it just wasn't anything. You just, you know, you eat something, you throw it on the ground. And so I must have been, I'm going to say maybe 10 years old. So that's like the fifth grade or coming into the sixth grade, 11. And there was a project that was organized through a community organization, not DS&I, just pre-DS&I for me. And they got a bunch of kids from Upham's Corner together and they said, you know, we want you guys to help beautify the neighborhood. That was the word. And we're going to pick up this trash on the ground. And I said, well, what are you going to do that for? I'm like, it's on the ground for a reason. It's trash. And so as a little person, like a 10, 11 year old person, my mind was already, what is the mind of so many kids in our neighborhoods? Like it's trash. You take it, you throw it on the ground. There's no consciousness about the fact that you are actually desecrating or you're destroying your own neighborhood by something small as like a wrapping paper from Nourlators or Twinkies or something. And that's like the beginning of that disconnect. And so I remember that project really well because in so many ways for me, that moment where the Twinkies wrapper or the bag of potato chips is not just trash that goes on the ground. Is trash that needs to go in a trash receptacle. And that on that Saturday morning, all these little crumb snatchy kids like I was are being asked to take that first step and pick up the trash and build that sense of direction, sense of investment, sense of self, sense of worth that started with something that was so everyday. And that was the beginning for me of a path that helped me to learn more about DS&I not long after. And so to think that I could kind of, you know, have that kind of a moment like so many of us need, where like the switch flips in a way, switches on. And then DS&I's work saying is absolutely about residents empowering themselves, furthering their own vision of what they need and what they want, but also with this sense of value and purpose that is a journey. And I don't, you know, I tell that story because I don't take it for granted that it is an individual walk through community, that we have to talk to families and kids and everyone, because we're so conditioned by all of these systems of education, even so many jobs, even so many relationships, to devalue ourselves, to devalue our environments, and then again, to be rendered powerless. And the technology that makes that possible is all around us.